WRMU.
I'm Keith Peters reporting House Speaker Mike Johnson is accusing Democrats of a massive cover-up over President Biden's health concerns.
In an interview with Fox News' The Ingram Engle, Johnson responded to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments that she was advising Democrats to, quote, just hold off on airing any concerns that they might have over the president until after the significant NATO summit this week. Johnson told host Laura Ingram, quote, it's been an incredible thing to watch on Capitol Hill. When asked what he makes of Pelosi's comments and what they, quote, tell you about her confidence in Biden. Alarm bells have been ringing about Biden's mental acuity since June 27th, when he appeared to stumble in words and lack energy in a debate against former President Trump. The event has sparked concerns among Democrats about his ability to beat Trump or to serve another 4 years, and many have called on him to step aside. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Republicans have nominated Donald Trump for the presidency twice before, but the third time will be different. The Republican National Convention that begins Monday in Milwaukee marks the first time Trump comes into a summer convention with the GOP in crisp lockstep behind him and Democrats reeling. Heat and misery continue in Houston.
A utility company executive warns that about 500,000 Houston-area homes and businesses still won't have electricity into next week as wide outages from Hurricane Beryl drag on. The Category 1 storm knocked out power to around 2.7 million customers when it made landfall in Texas on Monday. Affected residents have grown frustrated that the relatively weak storm could cause such disruption during the height of summer. CenterPoint Energy expects to get hundreds of thousands of more customers back on by Sunday. Others will have to wait much longer. John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 247 points. The Nasdaq rose 115. The S&P 500 advanced 30. Oil down to $82.21 a barrel. This is SRN News. Baptist churches in the state of North Carolina are banding together to help their communities. We hear more on the story from correspondent Bill Alexander reporting from Washington, D.C.
Over 1,000 churches in North Carolina have banded together to call on church members across the state to serve their local communities. Baptist Press reports that August 3rd through the 10th will be the time to implement the Serve North Carolina initiative, a mission for the churches and their members to meet the needs of their surrounding neighborhoods that week. As of Monday, July 8th, 1,003 churches have committed to participate, the majority of which are churches that partner with the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. Churches have prepared for Serve North Carolina by signing up at servenc.com, where they could receive free resources, training, and promotional materials to provide assistance for the event. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. A new initiative to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones is spurring backlash from shorebirds.
Since launching this summer, the police drones have been repeatedly swarmed by flocks of American oyster catchers, forcing pilots to ground the devices on several occasions. Veronica Welsh with the Parks Department says the birds appear to be mistaking the drones for predators.
They will pretty much like fly at it. They'll try to like swoop at it. They'll be vocalizing the whole time. And it all pretty much doesn't stop until the drone goes down.
Wildlife groups fear the beach's other bird species, including endangered piping plovers, could be driven away by the drones. Jake Offenhartz, New York.
A judge threw out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case on Friday, finding the former New York City mayor had flouted process with a lack of transparency. More details at SRNNews.com.